What was going on in your life where you thought you needed to do something?
I'll tell you, I had it made. I was right in the middle of my first feature, Eraserhead. I had the stables, which was many buildings, of a 55-room mansion in the middle of Beverly Hills. I had the whole stables for a soundstage. I had all the equipment I needed. I had people helping me. I had it made. And this thing, I should have been very, very happy. But there was something missing. There was a thing missing. And my sister called out of the blue one day and said she started transcendental meditation. And I heard a change in her voice.
What change?
A happiness, a beautiful change in her voice on the telephone. And what she told me about it, I put with what I'd learned. And I said, that's it, that's the one for me. 2 weeks after I started meditating, my first wife comes to me and she says, what's going on? And I was quiet for a while because, as I say, it could have been any number of things she was referring to. And then I say, what are you talking about? She says, this anger, where did it go?
How did that anger manifest itself in your marriage prior to you discovering transcendental meditation?
It was bad, but it wasn't bad all the time. It was bad mostly in the mornings. But
for example?
I would take things out on her, and it was like not a pleasant thing. When someone's angry, no one wants to come around. And they got that look, and they got that kind of, you know, gray thing, and you don't want to go, you know, too close. And this is a poison for that person, and it's a poison for the environment.
What did you have to learn to do?
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so you're given a mantra. A mantra is a sound, a thought, or a vibration. It's a word. And you don't meditate on the meaning of it. You just repeat this mantra. It's a very specific sound, vibration, thought.
Can you give me an example?
No, because you don't say your mantra out loud.
Okay.
The mantra is so specific, it is the thing that turns the mind within. I was given